Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
And we go to Baghdad, Iraq, where we meet up with Captain Philip Rittermeyer. He is the chaplain for the 64th Brigade Support Battalion. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to get you on the phone to talk about Dean, who is your three-year-old Labrador, who you had, I believe, when you were here in the States, and you brought, as you were deployed, you brought to Iraq with you. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We adopted Dean. I adopted Dean about a month before our deployment last fall.
And what made you bring him along with you?
I've done some work in the past with a program out of the University of Missouri called Pet Power. And as a civilian minister, I used my dog to go into nursing homes and hospitals and visit people, and just the reaction of the dog in a situation like that was just so overwhelming to me, to see the power of the therapy that a dog could provide. And as I prepared to deploy and wanting to serve my troops the best that I could, I had the idea to take my dog with me, and after my wife said there was no way that was going to happen, I began looking for an alternative to take with us, and found Dean at a local shelter, and he's about the perfect dog you could ask for.
So you went into the shelter with thoughts of adopting a dog that would be a therapy dog in Iraq?
Yes, sir. That was the exact reason we adopted him.
What was the general consensus? Was that okay?
It was met with a little opposition at first. People that I talked to about it initially would say, oh, well, that can't happen. You know, that's not allowed. It's not in the regs. But I talked with our mental health professional there at Fort Carson, and she actually said, no, it is possible, and helped me work through some of the red tape, and my chain of command signed off on it. And about a month before we deployed, I started bringing Dean to work with me, and it was instantly noticed by all that he was a welcomed part of the team, and the soldiers just embraced him, and having him around was going to be a benefit. We knew that right away. So
he's helped a lot of our soldiers.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Every day I have dozens of soldiers that Dean and I are in contact with. That you can see it in their eyes. You can tell it in their attitude. They're just genuinely better off having spent a small amount of time of their day with Dean.
Is Dean the only therapy dog in Iraq?
No, sir. No, the Army is currently in development of a therapy dog program, and they just recently deployed two therapy dogs to country that have actually been through some very extensive training. We didn't have much time, and we tested Dean's temperament repeatedly. We tested him at some live fire ranges to see how he'd respond to explosions and gunfire. And then we just kind of winged it, and we're kind of learning as we go. But yes, sir, there is now a therapy dog program in the United States Army, and we have deployed two dogs that were trained by a civilian organization to do this kind of work.
How long is Dean's tour of duty?
We are on 15-month orders, so he's got just about a year left right now.
How is Dean reacting?
Dean, in typical Labrador fashion, is very attached to me, and he seems to be happy so long as I'm around. He really loves the attention. He loves being around people. Certain people that have treats in their office, he makes sure he goes to visit those people on a regular basis. And he just seems as happy as can be. He just doesn't seem to know any different. He doesn't, I guess, realize what he's missing out on by not being back in the United States.
Dean is a pioneer. Both of you have sort of opened the doors for more therapy, of course.
Yes, sir. The program was already started. I mean, these dogs were in training that are here now long before Dean and I even deployed. But he's helped been a part of opening people's eyes to what a dog like Dean can bring to a combat situation.
Are any of the soldiers allowed to bring their animals with them?
No, ma'am. No. The regulations state that no pets are allowed. We're not even allowed to, if we find an animal here, take that animal as a pet. You could just imagine, 3,000 plus soldiers all wanting to bring an animal along with them. It would be a little too much. And that's where Dean plays as kind of the surrogate pet for everyone. Everybody sees him and says, oh, I miss my dog. But, if I can't have my dog, Dean's the second best. And So he kind of plays the surrogate role for people who had to leave their pets at home, because most soldiers have a pet of some kind, and having to leave the pet is like leaving a member of the family. And so to have Dean here to kind of fill that role for him has been helpful for a lot of them.
Does Dean do any sleepovers with the soldiers?
There's on occasion times when I'm gone from the FOB on missions that are overnight, and there's certain soldiers in my company that care for Dean in my absence, and he mostly stays in our office area. He's got a bed in there where he'll sleep, and the night shift will take care of him while they're in there, because we have people obviously in our offices 24/7, and so he mainly stays in the office area when I'm gone. And the soldiers on duty there take care of them.
Does Dean have to wear any garb, any particular uniform?
During the day, no. For the most part, he just wears his collar, which has tags on him. And his collar does happen to be an ACU pattern, which matches our uniforms, and it does have his name on it, similar to our uniforms. But for everyday wear here on the FOB, when we're in what we call Uniform 1, which is just our normal everyday uniform, he's fine in that. If we have to upgrade our uniform, or if he's traveling outside of the FOB, then he wears a protective vest similar to what police dogs wear. It's a Kevlar vest that would protect him from small arms fire or shrapnel should we be attacked.
Of course, our prayers are with you, and we hope you're home with us very soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time this morning.
Captain Philip Rittermeyer, chaplain of the 64th Brigade Support Battalion, joining us.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.